cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them. Now don't load it up, bunch of bullshit!
James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. I've got a great program for you. Before we get into that, though, it's time to give away yet another prize in the 12 Days of Distortion. Yesterday I mentioned the prize was the Roku Media Streamer box thing. I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you hook it up to the TV and you can stream Netflix and Hulu and all that other crap, Pandora. So this was just for my sideshow freaks. Yesterday I asked you yet another trivia question. This was a good one. I thought this one was going to be hard, but a lot of people answered this. More than the first day's question, by the way. All right, so this was a great question in my opinion. You guys remember when I hydroplaned? I was telling you guys a story about a music video, a song that my sister absolutely loved and I thought was stupid. Take a listen.
The video is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. There's a story being told, like a lot of 80s videos, and the story with this video is there's a guy and a girl who are in love, but something goes wrong in their relationship, and they break up. They have a big fight, break up, and then you just sort of,
oh, Jesus Christ on a cross. That was hydroplaning.
Yeah, the whole reason why I was talking about this is I found the video incredibly ridiculous because in it, the guy and girl break up, right? And the guy's life is destroyed. He can't love anyone. The woman, on the other hand, has tried to move on, and she married a total dirtbag. A dirtbag monkey. Yeah, she's married to a monkey in the music video. And so I asked you guys, what song am I talking about here? And I thought that was going to be way too hard for you. So I gave you a little hint, and I said it's a Night Ranger song. And believe it or not, I did get several right answers. And to reveal the answer right now, I thought we'd call the authority on all things Night Ranger, my sister, who is at work right now. I love bothering people while they're at work. Real jobs. That means nothing to me. All right. Come on, Dawn.
Turn. This is Dawn.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Okay.
This is Tim.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, what are you doing?
I have a question for you. You're on my show right now. I know you're working, but I just have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Which Night Ranger song features a monkey as a husband?
When You Close Your Eyes.
That's right. Absolutely right. Okay, that's all I needed to know from you. Now, you're a big Night Ranger fan, aren't you, Don?
I certainly am.
And you made out with Brad Gillis, who is a member of Night Ranger.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, in their tour bus. And you have a picture of it.
Well, you know, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So you are, you're a, what do they call you girls?
Groupie.
A groupie. Okay, the word I was looking for is whore, but I guess groupie works too.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. Thank you, Dawn.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Do you dream about me when you close your eyes? Do you dream about me? I love you guys so much because not only did you include the correct answer in your emails, you also added some stuff like, holy mother of shit, I wish I was hydroplaning off the face of existence when I listened to that shit sandwich. That's from someone. Someone else answered, thanks for making me listen to Night Ranger, asshole. Someone else said, I can't believe how much shitty 80s music I had to listen to find that. Oh, you poor people. But the winner of the prize, I have determined, is James Id. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. James also provided a link to the music video because someone responded and said, Tim, I think you're hallucinating. There's no monkey in that music video, but there really is. You have to look. She's married to a monkey. If you want, I will put a link on the show notes today to the official When You Close Your Eyes video. It's up over there at universalmusic.fr. That's the only place you can find When You Close Your Eyes by Night Ranger. Is on Universal Music's French website. They weren't a very popular band. You know, they did have one hit. You may have heard Sister Christian before. Your motor air! What's your price for flight? Be alright tonight. I hope my sister is listening. I'm sure her panties are soaking wet. Of course, that means that she's soaking wet because of listening to my voice, which is no. Ew. Ah, abort, abort. Congratulations, James, for winning. Just send me your address and I will get that prize out to you sometime in the next calendar year. As for today's contest prize, $25 gift card to Amazon.com. You can purchase whatever you want. And this is great because I just need your email address. I don't have to send anything out. You'll probably get your winning, you know, Amazon gift card in your email tomorrow or something, whenever I announce the winner, because it's very simple to do. And it's a very easy way to win. Today, if you are not yet my Facebook friend, get on my page, facebook.com/distortedview. And all I want you to do is leave me a comment. You know, a lot of times I'll post the show up on Facebook. You can just comment on that or just leave me a wall posting, whatever. But what I'm looking for here is a quote by me, something stupid that I've said, me being an idiot, a fucktard, or something that just made you laugh, or something incredibly offensive that I said. Find a funny quote and post it. It's, you know, like a distorted viewism or a Tim Hensonism, just, you know, something stupid that I've said. I will, you know, find one, probably one that I find the funniest will win the gift card, and I will announce that winner tomorrow. And then I guess I'll have to announce it again on Friday because this is open for everyone. But tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive, so non-paying members will find out on Friday or via email or something. I don't know. I haven't really thought this out. But anyways, yeah, it's very simple. Just leave me a Facebook comment, and you could win Amazon.com gift card. Now, enough of this contest bullshit. I know what you guys came here for. Shit porn. Of course you did. My favorite director is back. The shit it out. Come on, you whore. Shit it out. He's an awful, awful human being. And as we find out today, he's also racist. Here's a broad getting nailed in the ass.
That fucking asshole is the most repulsive thing I've ever seen.
It's kind of hard to hear, but he just called the whore's asshole one of the most repulsive things he's ever seen.
That fucking asshole is the most repulsive thing I've ever seen. What is that asshole of yours? What is it?
It's a reservoir.
A reservoir.
Let's see what that asshole looks like when I pull the dick out.
With, yeah? Open it up both hands. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so she's got a gaping asshole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, look out. Stop for a second, please.
All right, and something's coming out of the asshole.
Oh, man, look out. Stop for a second, please.
Yeah, she's got some turdlets, turdlets filtering out of her butt.
Am I sitting?
I've never seen this guy do an ounce of work. Sonny's rushing for the fucking
That I can't take. Bob, you gotta shoot this. You gotta...
Medic! Contusion needs a medic!
Let me explain something. Can I tell you something? It looked like a fucking South Carolina chain gang coming out of her asshole. One nigger after another.
Oh my god! Well, I want to hear that again because his speech impediment really shines here.
It looked like a fucking South Carolina chain gang coming out of her
asshole. Wait, no, before that.
Can I tell you something?
Wait a second. I just need to say something. Excuse me for a second. I gotta say something, please.
Can I tell you something?
Excuse me. I've got something I gotta say.
Let me explain something. Can I tell you something? It looked like a fucking South Carolina chain gang coming out of her asshole. One nigger after another.
One more porn clip gone wrong here. This is a video of a guy who is... fucking a broad in the pussy, using his finger, using his cock, and something doesn't sit right with him in the smell department. She's got a case of stank cunt, and he waves his like fingers in front of the cameraman, and the cameraman pukes.
Ooh. Oh god.
This is where the guy is banging the broad, right?
Do it, baby.
With my titties. Oh, yeah. Right now, he's backstage.
Hey, Bob. Oh, my God. I'm gonna get it.
Show the camera. What happened?
Stinks so bad.
Dude, what died in there?
Like, I almost feel bad for the girl whose cunt stinks, but this is your job. You know, your job is to get fuck. Your pussy's on camera. There are guys literally, you know, face deep in your cunt, like licking in finger. You've got to make sure that shit smells good. So no sympathy from me is what I'm saying. Now, before we get into the news, Sebastian posted a Christmas song for us. This was on some sort of religious public access program, so you know it must be gold.
Well, we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. So as Henrietta and Myrna are going to sing,
oh God.
I wish you a Merry
Henrietta
Christmas,
and
a blessed Christmas,
Myrna.
And most of all, a Happy Christmas. God richly bless you. Here's Henrietta and Myrna Newdorf right now singing.
How much do you want to bet they're not two 19-year-old girls with big tits? Singing a Black Eyed Peas song or something. No? Okay. Oh, look. They're both about 120. Actually, one of them is kind of young looking. They kind of have the chorus part down. It's the verses they have trouble with.
Shepherds fear and tremble from low above the earth. They rang the angel chorus.
Little pitchy dog.
They herald our
little pitchy.
Go tell it on.
All right. Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. Make my fucking ears bleed. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now.
Yeah.
Yes, tomorrow I will be giving away another Sideshow exclusive prize for the 12 Days of Distortion. If you'd like to sign up, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, of course, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, videos, all that sort of good stuff. Sign up for a lifetime membership right now, and you will never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. Or if you would like to gift a membership, just email me, show@distortedview.com. It makes a great stocking stuffer. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Dallas. The family of Jabralon Babbles.
Uh-huh. TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy.
TNB.
Nappy-headed horse there. I'm gonna take that.
TNB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TNB.
This is on me. I think he, you handle that.
Jabralon. Yikes. Yes, the family of Jabralon Babble should be out buying Christmas toys for the bright, talkative boy everyone called Bam Bam. Instead, they'll be paying for his funeral. News stories are just brutal. On Saturday, the 16-month-old toddler died from massive injuries and the onset of infections he suffered 36 days earlier after authorities say his mother's boyfriend, oh no, dropped him into a pot of boiling water. That baby boiled like a lobster. A rock lobster! Bum 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 bum. Rock lobster! Oh, lobster! Rock lobster! A rock lobster! Alright, from the injuries on the baby, I think he did it intentionally, one of the boy's aunts, Veronica Babble, said Monday. I feel like he tortured him. Carl Nealis, oh, for the fuck's sake, Delaney Simmons, a convicted murderer, remains in the Dallas County Jail accused of first-degree felony injury to a child. Simmons, 37, is also being held on two felony drug delivery charges. His bail totals $80,000. Authorities say the burns that covered Jabralon's legs, feet, hands, and ass did not match Simmons' account. He told police that he accidentally dropped hot water on the toddler, not a toddler onto hot water. It's a horrible case, said Dallas Police Sergeant Brenda Nichols, supervisor of the Child Abuse Unit. It's heartbreaking for everybody involved. Except, of course, listeners of my program who are laughing. Although brief, Jabralon's life was tumultuous. His father, Byron Babbles, went to prison for felony forgery shortly after the child was born. He was released on parole in early September. And where's my music at?
TNB.
I'm so used to this thing is good and crazy.
TNB.
This ain't pop about the blue. You ain't think, well, I'm going to come to jail and this is what I want to do. You ain't know you was going to be cupcake.
What are you talking about?
All right, I have no idea, really, what ethnicity this family is, but all signs point to black! All right, I'm sorry. Tourette's black! All right, while Babbles was in jail, authorities say Jabralon's mother, Jasmine Thompson, started dating Simmons, a man with a violent past. In 1994, Simmons was sentenced to 15 years for killing a man during a fight. He was released in late 2007. 2 years later, Dallas police arrested him again on a charge of dealing PCP after he told them he'd been selling vials for $15 each. By November, Simmons was living with Thompson in a different apartment in the same complex. Who cares about all this shit? I want to hear more about how the baby boiled in a pot. By the way, I'm guessing the noise the baby made as he was being dropped into the pot of boiling water sounded a lot like this.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rain clouds disappear.
That's right. Take it all in. That's right. An infant in a boiling pot of water. Delicious murder. Second story we have for you today. An Indonesian housemaid was caught mixing her urine with the food she was cooking for her employers in the belief this would make them love her. She was a bit misguided on that one. The Saudi online Arabic language paper Ashaqaqa reported. The Saudi employer, yes, it's Ashaqaqa, I think. The Saudi employer saw the maid adding urine to the food she cooked for the family in the central town of Bereda and informed members of the feared Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. Holy shit, that sounds like a creepy-ass commission. The Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. She admitted that she had been adding urine to the family's food because she believed this is a sort of magic. Magic that dribbles out of you into a toilet that will make them love her and prevent them from hurting her. Her punishment for this crime, of course, is having her hands and lady bits cut off, which I believe is an example of them hurting her. So that spell was a bit off, or her urine simply wasn't powerful enough. All right, final story we have for you today. Speaking of urine, police at Harvard University say they are investigating vandalism to about 40 books about lesbian and gay issues at a school library as a hate crime. Security staff at Lamont Library said in a report filed with campus police on Friday that it appeared someone poured urine on the books on November 24th. How could you be that exact with the date? By the smell of the urine and how the pages dried, we can safely assume these books were pissed on November 24th. An empty bottle was found nearby. A police spokesman tells the Crimson Student newspaper that all the books were about lesbian, gay, and same-sex marriage issues. Library spokesman, you know what? If I was going to defile books, I would go with shit. It's much more damaging, and it sends a very clear message. That's how monkeys do it. Urine's not that big of a deal. Who hasn't been pissed on a little bit? You know, in the shower, you're showering with someone. Of course, you piss on someone. They don't know. All right, what the hell am I talking about? Library spokeswoman Beth Brainerd, or Brenard, I don't know what the fuck her name is, Brainerd, says it took so long to report the incident because the staff wanted to assess the value of the books. She says they were worth several thousand dollars. Who the fuck reads gay and lesbian issue books? So stupid. And will be discarded. Marco Chan, co-chairman of the Harvard College Queer Studies and Allies, called the incident disconcerting. But he said it with more of a lisp and flair. You know the gays. They love to be the center of attention. So when the press comes a-callin', out comes the pizzazz. All right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freaks, this is your time to talk directly to me. What an honor for you it is, I'm sure.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in. I just wanted to say that you have an iPhone, right?
I do.
Why don't you get yourself Grindr for the iPhone? It's a homosexual networking application. And, you know, I think... pretty much speak for yourself.
So it's a gay GPS, right?
It
locates other homos. It's gaydar, basically. It locates other homos in the area for quick sexual encounters.
Some shenanigans.
Yeah.
Make some funny stuff happen. Anyway, say goodbye.
Okay, well, I'll look into that.
Tim.
As if I've never heard of Grindr before. Please, come on.
Tim, I want to see the creamy shit girl. Where are the videos that I want? Pixar.
The beautiful, beautiful, creamy shit. What the hell was her name? She was kind of a popular figure in the world of disgusting prawn for a while. Yes, caller? Speak to me!
Hey, this is Lorraine Tank. What?
No, sorry, can't hear you.
Term! The Sideshow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
Calling you once again. I have two things that I wanted to ask you. First of all, I've been listening to some older shows as of late, and I listened to a couple shows from like 3 years ago, and I don't remember what you were talking about, but you kept mentioning this old video cast you did. This may have even been before the podcast, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Sorrow's Choice, and
yes.
Apparently it was pretty funny because you kept talking about it and saying how good it was.
Oh, really?
But,
and you saw it and it was awful?
I looked in the Sideshow video archive thing.
Oh, really?
And it's not there, so I was just wondering maybe if you could upload it to the
Sideshow.
Yeah,
I'll repost it again. I don't know if it was that funny.
I would really like
maybe
to
at
see
the
it.
Time I thought it was.
And
but Joey was in it.
I'm sending you this message on the 3rd of December, so I'm hoping that you're going to get around to playing it sometime next week. but I just wanted to say happy 6th birthday, Distorted View.
Yes, you were the one who pointed it out, because I apparently missed that. Yes, Distorted View is, holy mother of shit, the podcast is 6 years old. Wow.
Hey, Tim. Nitro Freak Spider here.
Hi, Spider.
Hey, I was listening to the 2006 episode, and you played a clip of a customer service call to AOL by a customer who wanted to cancel a service.
Yeah.
I just have a quick pointer or a comment about that. At the beginning of the call, you hear it dialing. That implies that the person recording the caller, the call, is, the kid who called to cancel. And you notice how he's being really calm in that call. I honestly think, at the end, it also dials, too. So I honestly think that the whole reason why he recorded that call was to... Sorry about that. I'm outside. The whole reason why he was recording that call is so he could use it for court purposes. So,
no, I see.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
All right, well, I'll listen to that. Go back into the archives a few years. Listen to that.
Hey, Tim. I'm a little behind on the shows that I'm listening to. Some ones are like, almost a month or so back. And one of the people that called in said that they do the same thing, that they will keep a couple months of your show on hold so that they can always have your show to listen to. I'm a couple months behind, not for that reason, but for the fact that your voice kind of gets to me after a while.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
I stop listening for a bit. And when I come back, it's new and funny again until it gets stale and, crappy. And every few months, it goes through cycles like that.
Yeah. Great, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's a nice call.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I was thinking for your contest. If a Sideshow member gets somebody else to sign up for the Sideshow, you can give them a prize.
Oh.
Like, say somebody, I recommend a friend, they sign up, and then they give you my email address, and then you send me a prize.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Who knows?
Maybe I could do that. Seems like a lot
of
work.
What's up, CD Gunner Chris from Florida?
Oh.
just listened to the Discord review for today, and... realized that I called in before, but no one could hear me on there. Anyhow, I called in regarding my DV moment. You know you're a freak. Basically, I was telling my girlfriend that I wanted to try figging with her. And
figging?
She was like, where the hell did you get that? And at the same time, I was trying to convince her to listen to the DV. And she was like, hell no! If that's what comes up from listening to that show, I don't want any fucking part of it.
Yeah. Can sort of understand that, though.
Hey, Sam, it's Sideshow Member Spider here.
We heard from you already.
Jim, this is Smiley in Illinois. Just emailed you a story about a tragic fire, a woman that was killed. It's truly,
right,
truly a sad story. A distorted view material, indeed.
Huh, wonder if I ended up
just
reading it.
Maybe you'd like...
What's the problem of getting, getting these... This guy called in on the 3rd or something. I don't remember.
Hey, Tim. It's 3 in the morning in Kansas, and I'm going on a drunken Cheetos run. I'm going to get some Cheetos, and I'm going to get the puffs. I'm going to get the crunchy Cheetos, too.
Yeah, that's...
I was just wondering if you like Cheetos.
I do.
And also, if
I prefer,
you prefer the puffs or the crunchy Cheetos.
Typically, I prefer the crunchy. Once in a while, though, I'll get in a puff kind of mood.
Let me know.
God,
thanks,
what is
man.
Wrong
Bye.
With me today? All right, well, everyone, thank you so much for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's an oh, God. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes and friend me on Facebook. Leave me a comment with a stupid Distorted View quote, and you can win an Amazon.com gift card for the 12 days of distortion campaign. We will be back tomorrow if you are Sideshow Freaks for the Thursday podcast. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. About love in the back of the Chevrolet. No good for an old memory to mean so much today. But you close your eyes. Do you dream about me when you close?
Obama's mama was nothing but trash, and she picked up with that African in heat, if you will, low-life, pathetic loser, drunkard, and I made the statement that Obama was born trash.